This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
From CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, March 26th. President Joe Biden says he plans to visit Baltimore following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
We're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency. I mean, all the federal resources. And we're going to rebuild that port together.
Officials say a massive cargo ship lost power overnight before crashing into the bridge, causing it to collapse into the Patapsco River, along with people and vehicles. Maryland's transportation secretary says at least six people remain unaccounted for. They're believed to have been part of a construction crew working on the bridge when it collapsed. The container ship was flagged in Singapore, and the country's Maritime and Port Authority told CNN the ship dropped its anchors as part of an emergency procedure before hitting the bridge. The agency says all 22 of the ship's crew members are safe and accounted for. The ship's crew notified officials the vessel had lost power before the crash, which the governor says probably saved lives. Reproductive rights are back on the docket. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a major case on whether to restrict access to the commonly used medication abortion drug mifepristone. A decision is expected this summer. The majority of the justices appeared to be skeptical about banning the drug nationwide, even in states where it's still allowed. Central to the dispute is the scope of the FDA's authority to regulate mifepristone, which the medical community has deemed safe and effective. Justice Samuel Alito questioned the argument put forward by the Biden administration that doctors didn't have the legal right or standing to sue.
Your argument here is that even if the FDA acted unlawfully, nobody can challenge that in court. And that's basically the argument you made last week, right? In the Murthy case, we shouldn't get to the question whether the White House and others violated the right to freedom of speech. We should just say, well, these plaintiffs can't bring suit.
Right? We are looking at the specific respondents in this case and their theories of standing. We don't think they come within 100 miles of the kind of circumstances this court has previously identified of non-speculative harm that can create the kind of cognizable injury for forward-looking relief.
Meanwhile, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson asked an attorney representing the conservative advocacy group Alliance Defending Freedom why access to the pill should be restricted across the nation when doctors can raise religious objections to it that doesn't require them to assist in an abortion.
All right, let me ask you this. If we were to find that there are conscientious objections that, say, hospitals take them into account and these doctors do have a way to not do these kinds of procedures, should we end this case on that basis?
At least 18 people, including 9 children, were killed overnight after Israel struck residential areas in Rafah. When asked for comment, the Israeli military said it was looking into the incident. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with the Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant at the Pentagon this morning.
Protecting Palestinian civilians from harm is both a moral necessity and a strategic imperative. In Gaza today, the number of civilian casualties is far too high, and the amount of humanitarian aid is far too low.
The FDA is once again proposing a ban on electrical stimulation devices, which are used to curb or stop self-injuring or aggressive behavior. The devices deliver electric shocks through electrodes attached to a person's skin. Currently, the only U.S. facility that uses them is the Judge Rotenberg Education Center in Canton, Massachusetts. Coming up, a decades-long case against Visa and MasterCard has been settled. Hey, we're back. Visa and MasterCard, two of the world's largest credit card networks, have agreed to settle a decades-long antitrust case with merchants over swipe fees. Swipe fees tend to cost merchants between 2 and 4% of the total purchase, according to the National Retail Federation. Merchants say those fees force them to charge consumers higher prices. The settlement would lower those fees by at least a 0.04 percentage point for a minimum of 3 years. That amounts to the elimination of $30 billion in fees over 5 years. That's a wrap. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.